A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today I'm going to be telling you about a humiliation that I suffered while in Portugal. Because who doesn't love talking about the times that they were humiliated? Well, I don't. In fact, I quite like looking back at these moments. They're quite funny, maybe at the time. They're not particularly funny, but when you look back on it, you have to laugh. So I'm going to be telling you a story about my old football team. But first, I'm going to give you some vocabulary and some expressions as well. So 5 words or expressions in total. The first word is a trip. A trip, T-R-I-P. And this is a noun, which means a journey or excursion, usually for pleasure. And the reason I give you this word is because many people wrongly use the word travel. But the word should be trip. This is the noun we usually use. So don't say, I went on a travel or I did a travel, but I went on a trip or I did a trip. The next is to take on. This is a phrasal verb to mean to compete against. This is often used in sports when you hear one team taking on another team. They are competing against or they are challenging another team. Next is an expression, to make matters worse. To make matters worse is used when we are talking about a bad situation being made worse. And to make matters worse, this happened. Next, it's fair to say. It's fair to say is a great expression, and it's probably clear what it means, but I just wanted to show you this expression, and it's quite a common one that we use. It's fair to say. And finally, the word nil. Nil, N-I-L. And this is a football term, which means zero. So if you are looking at the score of a football match and it says 2-0, then we actually say 2-0, 3-0. That's what we say. Okay, so here's the story. Several years ago, when I played for an amateur football team, we went to Lisbon to take part in a football tour. This involved us playing a match against local opposition, as well as enjoying the Portuguese capital and going to see one of the local teams, Benfica. I personally was responsible for organising the trip, and when booking it with a tour agency, I didn't realise that we would be taking on a semi-professional team. To give you a bit of background about my team, we were in the bottom division of an amateur league. In the UK, we have Sunday League football, where you can play 11-a-side football, no matter what your level is. We were one of the worst teams in London, so to face a semi-professional side from Portugal probably wasn't the best idea. And to make matters worse, the previous night we had been out to watch Benfica, and then we stayed out quite late, enjoying Lisbon's exciting nightlife. So it's fair to say we weren't in the best condition. Nevertheless, we lined up against this fantastic group of Portuguese athletes with the message before the match to stay solid for the first 5 minutes. After 30 seconds, we were losing. After 45 minutes, it was 5-0. And at full time, it was 11-0. We had been completely and utterly humiliated. But everyone agreed that while it was a bit embarrassing, it was a great experience to play against such great players. So have you ever been humiliated while playing sport? Maybe you thought you could easily beat someone at tennis, for example, but then were comprehensively beaten. You can let me know your embarrassing sporting tales by emailing me at learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. That's learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. That's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.